Yeah, so let first K be any field. I will denote as usual the end of the end effective of K to be my Vossius categories of motifs, which is defined to be the derived category of sheaves for the Nikitin topology with transfer over the big smooth site of K, where we invert smooth A1 equivalent, so weak equivalent. The localization of this category. So the theorem of Lobovsky is the following. So if you have y to x a CDH hypercover of varieties of k, then if you take the complex VTR y point associated to the Sulpicial scheme to VTR is x, so this is an A1, so this is an A1 weak equivalent. So it's induced an isomorphism in DM effective. Of course, for this to be true, Gorowski needs to assume that K admits resolution of singularity. But now it's only true for characteristic zero field. Okay, and there's an equivalent way to state this result, which is as follows. So we introduce another category, so let D prime M effective, we put CDH here, K to be the following localization as before, but where we replace smooth by old schemes. So it's the last category of sheaves with transfers for the CDH topology on any finite type scheme, on category of finite type scheme, where we invert the weak equivalent, A1 weak equivalent. So we can define a category like this, and there is an evident functor which goes to, in the other direction, so this goes from DM effective, I will put this from now on to distinguish from this, and I will call this the P upper star. So P upper star is induced from a morphism of site, or pseudomorphism of site, which goes from schemes with the CDH topology to smooth A with the nucleus. So there is a continuous map of, it's not a morphism of site, but it's a continuous map of site, which induces this functor. And so we can restate the Brzozowski theorem as by saying that P of star, so the theorem, P of star is an equivalence of categories if K admits the resolution of singularity. So this theorem was produced to Vygotsky. So the goal of this talk is to try to prove something weaker without assuming a resolution of singularities. So what I can prove is the following. Actually, I'll prove something. I will not prove what I will write here. So this is why I will put like this. So I think I can prove this, but I didn't go to. So there are some technical problems I didn't
have the time to resolve them. But I will put something which will look very, very much like this theorem between two bars, and it says the following. So so the functor P upper star is admits a restriction. Meaning that there is a functor sigma which goes from D prime M affected C D H K to D M the usual one. And there is such that the composition should be K sigma P upper star is isomorphic to the identity. So we see that this this functor is faithful. For example, sorry? No, this is primely feasible. Yeah. Otherwise, I mean this is known for KKCD. Yeah, so conjecturally, I cannot prove. Sigma should be the left adjoint. So actually, there's an evident functor which goes like this, which is there is two functors here. Yeah? There is a P lower star, which is right adjoint to this P upper star. But of course, I cannot prove this. Otherwise, it would last much more. But again, consider another functor which conceptually it should be the left adjoint to this. Of course, everything should be an equivalent.
In characteristic zero, this thing here comes from a donut.
Sorry?
Exactly.
Yeah, it would be an inverse of, so it would be an adjoint of left, right, or. I mean, in characteristic zero, everything is well known. I mean, it's an equivalence, so this would be an equivalence, and and let me just take the consequence of this corollary. So now take let y to x be a CDH hypercover.
In
the beginning of the Orange Book, there is a chapter about transfer over singular
spin. So if you have
to invert
P, you can
reach the field. Really? Maybe. Anyway, it's not a problem because I would not prove it. I prove something without transfer. So.
But
I thought there was something like universally integral, so I don't need you. Universally integral. Yeah, I don't need to invert P. I mean.
So you want to take a universal integral?
Yeah.
Then you have no description of that.
I don't care. I put something very, very. There's no confidence in what I would talk about, and it will imply something like this.
I just want to understand exactly what we are dealing with. So you look on. Which are provided with transfers with respect to this universal integral. And you have to compose them, so you probably can.
So now take any hypercover. Of schemes over K. So in CDH, and suppose that that the components are smooth. So the component of phi are smooth and x is smooth. Then this morphism is an A1 unique equivalent. So that's a remark about this. For any characteristic, for any field, we know that this is true for hypercovers which are generated by blow up in smooth centers. right? So the new thing here is that we don't assume anymore that this hypercover is generated by such simple blow-up, but I need that the component to be smooth. Of course, I have no example of a hypercover which is not a hypercover in of smooth scheme over K, which is not generated by blow-up of smooth centers. But anyway, okay. So this I will not prove, as I said in the beginning, but this I will prove. By proving something without transfer, actually, and this is sufficient. Maybe I'll tell you why. So let me just explain. I mean, the implication is very simple, actually. Yeah. So what how to prove this? I just use the fact that this functor is conservative because it has a section, so it's conservative. So if I want to prove that something here is an isomorphism, I just can look at it here. And if I look at this here, it's clearly an isomorphism because here I have CDHP. So this is why we have this implication. Okay, so let me tell you what I will prove. So the statement of the theorem make before giving the statement, I have to introduce some categories. So actually, the main theorem will work over any base. So let S be your CM scheme. So we call DA effective Mikhnevich S to be the last category of sheaves of abelian groups without transfer for the nested topology on smooth over S, which is localized with respect to the A1 weak position. And then I define the prime A effective CDH of S to be the same thing, except that I replace the nested topology with the CDH topology and the work over all schemes over it. And then I will need I need only the stable variant of this. So that is the DA without effective, which is now it's a homotopy category of some model category of spectra. So A1 is stable. And I take the spectra, key spectra of sheaves for the Mikhnevich topology Fabinian groups, smooth is, and P is the state motif, which can I can take to be Z of A1 locified by Z of G. So I mean, this is don't need to know what it is exactly, but it's just a way to invert this object which lives here. It's like in classical Chow theory, we invert the Lefschetz motif. Here we have to make it a little bit more technical, we have to take steps. So here in the theorem is as follows. So I still have a functor P upper star. There is still a functor P upper star which goes from here to here, as before. So the theorem is the following: there exists
a functor sigma and a natural isomorphism as follows. So both from Vm effective by P of star to Vm prime effective TDH. Okay. And here it can go to a stable version by this infinite suspension. Okay. Oh, sorry, sorry. And it goes to EA, the stable version. And so there is a function like this, sigma, and an isomorphism of function between the composition. So this is what this is sufficient to get this corollary actually. And of course I think that if I mean there are only some technical obstacle to get something maybe cleaner than this complicated diagram. But I didn't have the time to prepare this for today. So actually, which should hold actually is that the functor here starts from the effect from the stable version, so dA this should have a refraction. But I will just prove this statement. So I first give you the idea of the proof, so which is very simple actually. Okay. So suppose that you have this you have a functor like this. She goes from D A C D H S to D A. So if you have a function like this, then you can compose by the evident function which goes from C to S. So this means that there is a way to associate to any scheme over S an object of this category. To any S scheme, I can associate a motif and in a covariant way, of course. And the only natural way to do this is by the following formula. So the natural to associate the motif to X over S, which is, might be very singular, is to take F lower shrink, F upper shrink of V S 0, where F is a structural morphism from X to X. So this is nothing but, in type homology, this is only the homological motif. So it's natural to take this, the type of homology of X. So it's natural to take this here, and indeed, it's easy to check that this is covariant, and for smooth S scheme, it coincides with the evident morphism. So of course we have an evident morphism in here. I restrict to only smooth guy, that evident function which to
x over s associate this z of x as a complex integer, 0 and so let me put the extension of naturally to go from smooth scheme of S to this category, but to go from old scheme one need to take this this one. And of course, so as I said before, they coincide. So you go like this or like this, it's the same up to an isobar. Yeah, so the idea here is to take this functor, which I will call n, which goes from scheme over S to dA dS. Okay. So maybe I should say here the reason I take the stable version is because the formula only lives in the stable version. You cannot speak about this object in dA effect. There's no, yeah, but there's no constellation theorem, and I don't know either if the object, if you don't assume resolution of singularity, you cannot prove that this object is effective, so in the effective part of it. So it's, yeah. Alright, so I have a function I call m to f, so let's associate the flower shrink of upper shrink of g, f 0. And so the idea is to make the functor, to extend this functor. So I want to extend this functor to d prime a effective cdh. Yeah, it's exactly the same for all. And for the M, for SH, and for the A, there's no difference for sure. Oh, yeah. It's the same, actually. I mean, not more difficult, and not more easy. I think the same thing you have to do with it. And actually, it's also, I mean, it isn't, I mean, it's not just not, yeah. Yeah, so in order to extend the functor, the only, I mean, the most natural way to proceed is to try to stickify the functor. So here we have a functor which goes to some category of spectra, but it's only a functor up to homotopy, right? So it's only defined when I take the homotopy category. Let me suppose that there is a model of M. So there is M with an underline which goes from scheme to S to the category of spectra. So this category I will call curly M. A model category, but suppose you have a functor goes from scheme to M of S such that M such that when I go to the homotopy category I get something which is isomorphic to my first Fourier M bar. Yeah? So this is what I call a model of M. So I assume that there is a model of M and which is supposed to be additive. Okay, so assume that there is it exists m underline in model of m, which is additive. Together with a natural transformation so scheme S goes by n underline to model category, and I can restrict to smooth schemes. And here I have my evident vector. So here's an evident one. And I think there is a natural transformation with it, which is an A1 leaf equivalent, stable A1. For any smooth scheme over S, this natural transformation is A1 equivalent. So if I have this data, then I can actually construct my functor sigma, and I tell you how. So from this data, I can construct sigma. So as m is additive, it extends to the additive category on S, on scheme over S. Okay, and I can embed this into something, but I will add infinite direct sum, and of course it still goes to n of s. I can also embed it in the category of complexes. And here I can still go to this category by taking the total thing. And if I quotient by usual homotopy, this will map to the homotopy. Okay? So this category, the complexes of schemes, maybe infinite copies of them, up to homotopy goes to this category. Yeah. And so now I have an equivalent the category of PC over scheme over S. This is not really right, as I'm saying here. So I have to restrict to some subcategory, or maybe, category of cofibrant objects. If I restrict to the category of cofibrant complexes, then I will get quasi isomorphism with the Dirac category of pre-shifts of Abelian groups on scale of. So by this formal trick, I get a functor which goes from the category of pre-sheaves to the m niche.
Sorry?
Just simplistic. I mean, the of complexes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not yet. Good. Yeah. So I have a functor goes from D. Of Avinia groups on schemes S to this to Dn, so to Da.
So now the game is to try to so prove that this functor will pass to the quotient by CDH.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But then how do you in M of S, you have canonical direct sum?
Mm-hmm. M of S is a typical category. So, I want to prove that this functor will pass by, will send TDH local equivalence to isomorphism and also A1 weak equivalence to isomorphism. So I can quotient this category by this. By this set of maps in order to get now a real map from D prime A to DH to DA. So until now I didn't really use this data. I just used the fact that M was additive. So to prove that this functor passed to this weak equivalences, we have to use, of course, more things. So let me first prove that it takes CDH local weak equivalences to isomorphism. I have to use a particular property on the CDH topology, which is the following. So it's just called the Brown-Gaston property. So recall that the CDH topology admits the BG property, which says that if I take F to be B sheaf of Abelian groups on in okay of the S, then F is CDH local, which means that it's like injective for the example of CDH local precise are exactly a potent class of example of CDH local precise are given by complexes of sheaves which are injective and which are bounded. So it's like I'm saying that F is injective if and only if for any square, distinguished square. I will tell you what it is for a moment. For any distinguished. So the image by F of the square is the motor P Cartesian. Actually, for Cartesian, because here I'm looking at complexes, so it's the same. So it's the motor P Cartesian or for Cartesian. And so these squares are given by there are two kinds of these squares, the Lisnevich square and the CDH one. Or yeah, so my square here.
It's not actually a pre-sheaf, it's a complex of pre-sheaf.
Yeah, it's a pre-sheaf of complexes.
Hmm?
It's a pre-sheaf of complexes. Of arrays of complexes. Sorry, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so there are two kinds of squares. Prime to x, u. Prime, and here it's the missing image square. So here it's an etal map. This is an open immersion, and it induces an isomorphism on the complement. So x prime minus u prime is isomorphic to x minus u. This is the first kind of square. The second one, called CDH. So they are given by x prime x z e. So here z is a closed notion, and this map is projective. And it induces an isomorphism on still on the complement. So x prime minus e. So all the squares are Cartesian. It's isomorphic to x minus. So this is like a blow up square, and this is the classical missing square. And so to check that something is injective, I just need to check this property. And this formally implies that if I want to invert all the CDH weak equivalences, I only need to, it's equivalent to invert some special one which are given by this two kind of square. So lemma inverting CDH weak equivalences equivalent to invert the following a prime image to invert the following thing a prime okay so I just need to invert this kind of map of the sheet. In order, so to prove that this map, that function takes CDH local equivalence to isomorphism, I only need to check that it takes this square to co-Cartesian square. So let me check this. By my functor, which is actually because I'm looking here at only at schemes, square of schemes, so I just need to apply n, not the extension, I don't care about the extension. So I have my functor n, which should be somewhere. Yeah, so n is the one at the beginning there. And I have to check that this n takes a distinguished square to co-Cartesian square. So the case of Mitterrand square is easy. So the case mirror square. It's easy, mainly because we have Mishnevich distance in DA, Mishnevich, but by construction. Yeah. But nothing to prove here. So I will only look at CDA square. No. Yeah, right. I see. But it should not be. I will take root if you want, but. Sorry?
M of S is the model category. Right.
The model category of spectra. Yeah, actually, for your question, Paul, you can reduce the problem to work over to suppose that x equals s, yeah? And for x equals s, everything is boosted. And I will do the reduction here to the case of x equals s. So I take a CDA square. X prime X so here it's projected it's a closed immersion and this is like an exceptional subscheme so the goal is to prove that there is a distinguish triangle in DA of DA in speech must follow. So we have M of E goes to M of D, like a Myrbatoid sequence. So think that that M of this guy is co-Cartesian is like saying that there is a distinguished triangle. And so to construct this distinguished triangle, we have to. So we call that the definition of M. So M was something like F of shape, F of shape of D. Remember? Yeah, so to get this triangle, I do the following. To take some notation, so I have here my f to x, we call it prime, p prime, I have to take the complement, take the complement, p prime u, a prime and g. Yeah? So to show that I have this triangle, it's sufficient to construct an exact triangle over x actually. And this will be the image of this triangle by F. Lauer Schick. Yeah? So it's sufficient to construct this triangle on X and then apply F. Lauer Schick. Yeah, so the triangle on X can be written as follow. So, yeah, I have to call it R. So something like this. R lower shriek, R upper shriek, something, I don't know what it is. Goes to I lower shriek, I upper shriek, plus P lower shriek, P upper shriek, and goes to the identity. So of course, here I can put G if you want. I need to prove that this is a triangle. So what I do, I will take the cone, actually, of this, map, and it snaps to V, and I will show that this guy is an isomorphism. Right? And to do this, I use that, I use the following thing. I use that I have on X a couple of right. Of something, okay. F upper shriek of okay. Yeah, so to do that I use the fact that the family of functors given by E upper shriek and G upper shriek is the conservative family. So it detects isomorphism. So I just need to prove that this map is invertible after applying E upper shriek or G upper shriek. Yeah, so if I apply E upper shriek, I will get the following diagram. So E upper shriek of but now I will not write the F upper shriek. And I wonder if it was isomorphic to the upper shriek of the upper shriek. Yeah, so the point that this guy is simple is because R factors through E, it's just given by this part. P prime, lower shriek. P prime lower shriek of and here I just upper shriek, and here I have the base shear theorem, so I can permute these two functors because P is proper or projective, and that, then I will get P prime lower shriek E upper shriek and P upper shriek, and it should be probably P prime check E upper shriek. Yeah, so I feel that this and this part is an identity on these two factors. So this means that this guy will be isomorphic to this guy. Yeah? And this gives an the isomorphism I want. Yeah? And for G upper shriek is even easier. So I have the square there.
But I would guess that it's going to be P prime lower shriek I upper shriek is equal to P I.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's missing the first term in the second row.
So the first term in the second row? There's a prime, yeah. Yes. Okay. So for G upper, it's PDF. The same method book. Yeah. So I can caution by I can invert CDH weak equivalences, and I can also invert A1 weak equivalences. This is very easy now. So remember, I shouldn't raise this. Yes, well, there was my function which was going from derived category of certain sheaves on scheme over S. So now I can take CDH, okay? Yeah, because I proved that it passed to CDH. And so it goes to DM, DA, this to which. So this is okay. Now I still need to see that if A1 equivalences will pass to this functor. And this is very easy to check. So I just need to take some scheme X over S and see that if the image here of A1 X to X is invertible. So I just need to check actually that M of A1 X to M of X is invertible. This will give that I can invert A1 weak equivalent. But this is actually trivial. So if you remember the definition, if you look at the definition, it's really trivial. So I have X S P A1 X, so I'm looking at the map from P lower shrink, P upper shrink of G S to the Q. Yeah, but this map is just given by the following composition is yeah, so it's P. Right? And by the homotopy, because of A1 homotopy, this is just the identity filter. So the map, this map is an isomorph. Because the map from A1 is invertible. Yeah, it's defined for all schemes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, this is the six operations that are defined in the way. Right, so now I have a functor, which is, so I have my functor, sigma actually, which goes to D prime A, CDH, effective. This two. Yeah, so five minutes, yeah. Okay, so actually this confession does not really work because I don't have an underline. So this guy doesn't exist. But one can do still something. So this is another technical difficulty that can be solved. Let me just tell you how very quickly. So I want to try to define a specification of my M. Remember, so I have an M to and I want to find something which goes to M. To the category of models, right? So So I take f from x to f, any finite touch scheme, and so I know that m of x is given by f power shape of z. Now if I look at the definition of this functor, so this functor depends. So actually, are defined by choosing some embedding of x into a smooth scheme. So I have to embed x into some smooth scheme V, and then this will be given by P power shrink P upper shrink of V. Now for smooth morphism, this upper shrink is very simple, and also the lower shrink. So I know that this will give P lower sharp, E lower shrink, P upper shrink, P upper sharp. And I can even make it more explicit. So the final thing is given by P lower sharp applied to the homotopy fiber of V to G lower star V minus. And G is the complement of And so this formula can be made strict. I can define this formula on the level of model categories, and it even gives a functor. But unfortunately, it's a functor defined depending on the embedding of the smooth variety. So I only have a functor called n. It goes to scheme is the square over f to the model category. Okay. And it's given by this formula. And so this category is given the category of closed immersion. So the object of closed immersion of a scheme into something smooth. So these are the objects. And the morphism are given by squares, so x prime, b prime, z, x, with this smooth. Right? So there is something different on this category, which has such that for any x into v, and x to v is weakly equivalent to or isomorphic in the multiple category to m of p. Right? So the model depends on v, but up to homotopy only. Okay, so what can I do with this functor? I can do the following. So I can do what I did before. By replacing everywhere scheme by scheme square. Actually, I only need that to. I'll tell you what I need. So the first step of the proof I already gave, construct a functor from N as follows. So I can go from the Dirac category of three sheaves on smooth square over S. To the homotopy category, to dA. Yeah, from this functor I can define this as before. And so now the point that I have a functor which goes from the category of three sheaves on it's not smooth, sorry, it should be schemes. Schemes. So I have a functor like this, which is given by an embedding is sent to X. But of course, it's not an equivalent. It turns out that if I mod out by some simple thing, if I invert the following morphism, x, so this is a morphism in this category. So if I inverted inside this one, actually I will get an equivalent. And it's easy to see that this math is coming to be an isomorphism here. So it passes. But at the end, I will get something like this. And the rest of the proof, it will work as before.
Rather than in the
theory, I mean, it's a bit more technical. It should work.
So there's still an attraction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are the issues of going from the ATM?
So you need to just to have a transfer on this guy, to define transfer on this guy, and maybe that's all you need. I didn't check the details, but. And this would be not very difficult, actually. You have to construct. Maybe it's straightforward. I mean, I don't understand it. I just didn't have the time to look at it. Sorry, what is that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, because of the transfer, there is like, yeah. But otherwise, no. If you don't have transfer, it's okay. Yeah, in the transfer case, there is something which is not clear yet. But, yeah. No, yeah, actually, yeah.
So, you look at the morphism phi alpha star.
Mm-hmm.
It's well defined on the level of shifts on size, but how do you know that it takes shift this transfer to shift this transfer?
So there was no transfer from.
No, in your talk there was no transfer, but like you started with saying that you have a functor phi alpha star which goes from the casting d minus of shift this transfer to d minus of shift this transfer to the of all keys.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that this phi alpha star takes shift this transfer to shift this transfer?
Yeah, so actually I was looking at the derived version, so I don't need to define on all sheaves. It's just defined, so it just take VTR of X to VTR of X viewed as a scheme. And so you have a complex, you resolve it by such thing, by VTR of X. Then you just see it as a complex of
one scheme.
Suspicious
about this part, but everything
else
is okay.
No,